Aloha, everyone. This is Ashley from Isetti, and it's an honor to be with you tonight. In Earth Linear Time, it's Saturday, September 23rd, 2017. I'm wondering if we have an audience, because the 21st, according to some of the Christian religions, was the rapture. If you believe everything you've been reading and hearing on the internet and YouTube, the 23rd was supposed to be the end times, the change, the ascension. So I'm still here. A lot of us at Isetti are still here. And James will actually be joining us in a few minutes. He's in Sedona at the Transformational Shift event, the Autumn Equinox. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, it is the Autumn Equinox. And those of you in the Summer Southern Hemisphere, it's the Spring Equinox, the time of balance between light and dark. And in many ways, that is very appropriate for what's happening energetically on the planet right now. And James has a lot to share. He is joining us from Sedona, so I'm just briefly going to give a little bit of update of what's happening at Isetti through the end of our season, which will be ending November 20th. On October 5th, Jay Gilliland, James's brother, will be conducting a very powerful workshop called Holotropic Breathwork. And in these times that we're going through now with all the frequency alignments it's been since the lunar eclipse of August 1st and through all the alignments in August, including the solar eclipse up until now, so much purging and shifting and releasing. And one of the beautiful things about Jay's mastery and teachings of the holotropic breathwork is that going within and continuing to release what no longer serves in order to anchor more of the light that you are, which is truly what ascension's about at this time. We still have several camping and skywatch weekends in October and a few in November. And October 19th to 22nd, James will be presenting his ambassador workshop again, which is a powerful journey in stepping into your own self-mastery and really having practical tools and teachings of how to navigate through these shifts and recalibrations that are happening. As I was preparing for tonight's call before we knew if James was going to be able to join us, one of the statements that came to mind was what's happening with a lot of this internet hype with these changes and creating fear or expectations. The phrase I was given was to reflect upon, are we focusing our energy in external fixations, or are we investing our energy in internal expansion? And I think, James, you may have a few things to say about that. So welcome. I know everything's exciting in Sedona. I know you want to chat with the audience, so welcome to the call.
All right. We'll hope this works out. We're broadcasting live from the 2017 Atomo. What had he said? Autumnal equinox celebration, and we've got Tolek here and a wonderful group here that we can go ahead and we're going to kind of pass the phone around here so people can talk to some of the speakers here, and it's been an amazing event. There's just great energy here, meeting a lot of really cool people, and we're all sharing, you know, talking story and kind of comparing notes, and it's amazing how many things that are happening that are in common, you know, with different groups, and it seems to all be coming together. So, not too much more. I wanted to actually kind of pass the phone around and let each person just give a little talk about, you know, who they are and what they do and whatever they want to talk about. You know, that's what Azure Bridge Talk Radio is all about. It's about supporting the people and letting them, you know, have a say-so. So, we're going to start off with Shekina Rose, and she's part of the Blu-ray Peace Emissary, and she does Language of Light, and she's also a vocalist, and I was here for her event, and she did some amazing singing or light language, and I watched it affect people pretty profoundly. Actually, a couple people kind of dropped on the ground. It was so intense, and had some major processes, and some things were released, so it was a pretty amazing event. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Shekina.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, James. It's pretty powerful this time and all of this gathering. And during the ceremony, what I saw was I bring in the language of light because I never sang before in my life, and I had like three near-death experiences. And my first near-death experience, I connected to the light, and I heard the music of the spheres and got really attuned to a frequency of the universe, a frequency of our soul. And that's the only reason that I came back to the planet. There was something inside of my heart and in my heart, spirit, soul that just said it at that last half second before entering into the light, I want to sing in the language of light. And then I came back to the planet. So part of my mission here is to bring that song, which I never sang before in my life or would never do. So this was really powerful today. It's because when I sing the songs, because I've never sung, you know, before, and these are certain frequencies too. Science has studied my vocals and said that they are the ancient Fugio scale as well. But it has to do with the souls that are coming together. The souls that, you know, that come together create a harmonic resonancy that activates codes with the earth. And at this time, times like this, when there's like changing of seasons and when there's actually full moons and new moons and when we have eclipses, when we have the 11-11, which I've come to know, the 11-11, the 12-12, are really powerful gateways where we can really do extraordinary things. And when I say extraordinary things, that's shifting. Shifting like our vibration and our frequency, and using those technologies, because I feel that our body is a technology, and that we can resonate to each other, the concert of souls, and connecting with Earth at this time. So today was so significantly power I felt, and I saw a light, an actual light, come down like in the center of the room, and it felt like the Christ light energy come down. And I felt that happened because you and I and all of us, all of our souls, were guided to come together, and what that created at this particular time, which I call the concert of souls. Mm-hmm. So that's just, I just wanted to share that because that's very much in my heart, and very much in my knowing that it's about us and what happens when we come together and the exchanges that happen, and with the earth as well. And we can do so much together with Gaia. And our I always say, well, we're going to win by our allies. Mm-hmm. Our allies are really, really important, which are the elementals and the fairies and our star nations and our star family. I'm coming back online.
All right, awesome. You know, we need that. We right now more than ever. We definitely need an influx of that divine feminine energy, and especially the singing and everything else was just amazing. Our next guest, we've got Adonna here, and she's actually Tolek's sister, and she does star ancestry, and I'll let her talk more about what she does. And so I'm going to pass the phone to her, and we're just going to keep moving the phone around the circle.
Thank you, James. My name is Adonna, and I was 12 years old when I had telepathic contact with my grandmother, who passed over. And she stayed with me for several years to teach me how to communicate with the higher dimensional beings. And also, I have had contacts with the Pleiadians, which they came into my life and to awaken me is the advent of a UFO sighting and a pickup experience as well, all positive. And they told me that I have a mission to do and that when I become adult that I will do the mission. So they began to teach me because they did not want me to be a filter by the television and the media and whatever is out there. They wanted me to learn more about the universe as a whole. So we began with the planet, with Gaia, Mother Earth, and they instructed me to build a copper staff with a double terminator crystal on the top. And I worked with the ley lines of the Earth to clear out all of the negativities of the Earth so that she can be whole again and move into the higher vibrations with the transformation takes place. And then it came about, the star ancestry came to be because they told me that I need to reconnect the people of Earth to the people of the stars because we have our ancestors watching over us, and our star families want to reconnect with the people of Earth and again rejoin the galactic community as we are meant to be, no longer separated, becoming back together as whole with unconditional love and healing and light. It's incredible, incredible experiences in terms of awakening. There's more and more people today awakened than ever before because of the higher vibrational frequencies that are coming into the planet. So more and more people are beginning to see the manifestations of spirit among them, especially from their star families. So that's what I do. I do the basic and premium readings, basically telling them from what constellation, what star system, what planet, how long they've been here, what is their visual status, if they have family, if any, and also the description of their home wall, plus the star maps and pictures of their star system so they can, again, reconnect with the star families in the heavens. And there's so much joy that I've learned from the feedback from the people, especially from 30 different countries, that have said they are no longer alone, that they are finally come home. That's what they told me. Thank you so much, James.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. Yeah, we've had some amazing speakers, a lot of information coming in, and it's funny, it's all coming together, and we all seem to be having the same information coming from different sources. And so, you know, it's definitely, you know, we are reconnecting with our star nations and our star families, and a lot of changes in the wind, and I can't think of a better person next to bring that on is John Tinayuka, and he's a Toltec master and a shaman, and maybe he can give us some information about, you know, more of that end of the spectrum and what they see happening in the future and the shifts coming and the different connections with different star nations. So we'll take it away, John.
Yes. Thank you very much. That was a very, very introduction. I happen to have this background that goes back 19 generations to my lineage of the name Tinayuka, the pyramid, and we have a city in the Toltec Empire that existed before the Aztec. And I have the Black Jaguar lineage of the animal instinct that I use for seeing things. And I have this mind's eye that I use. And I hope everybody would open up their third eye to see what I have to say. And if you can see what I, you know, see with your mind's eye, you'll understand what I'm going to share. And what I'm going to share is that I have this psychic ability to see into the spiritual realm, and I see it very clearly without technology. I don't need technology to view to do telepathy. I was taught at 2 years old that we have all these psychic powers and supernatural powers that were given to us because we are divine spirits. And when we tap into that power of our divine spirit, we can tap into our psychic and supernatural abilities. So I learned telepathy at a very young age and learned to not use words and consider words obsolete and consider the new language of telepathy. And then I was taught how to astral travel. I can astral travel now through this dream state at will. All I have to do is trance, and I can go to anywhere I want, basically in the cosmos if I want. But I do travel a lot in a sense to dreaming. I use DreamWorks. I'm a dream master. I use dreams as my connection to the spiritual realm and the multiverse. I try to break it down into a simple level of understanding, and that is that there's the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And then when you're in the spiritual realm, if you know how to tap into the dimensional reality of that realm and plane, you can actually communicate with and see the frequencies and the sounds and vibrations of these entities that we call that come into the eighth dimension. I consider the eighth dimension for the Arcturian. We get into the fifth dimension that I more or less think the reptilians operate from. We get into the 10th dimension, and I find out that the Palladians are in about the 9th dimension. This is what I view, and this is my perception. And the Greys are about the 5th. And I see all these different entities in these different dimensions. So the dimension that I gone to back to my planet, which is where the pyramids are a plot plan for a constellation. So most of the pyramids around the world basically are plot plans, basically coordinates of that particular constellation of where they come from. So that's kind of like hidden information knowledge. And so I go into a lot of different realms when I go into this astral travel. And my dad went back 19 generations. I'm the 20th generation of understanding this knowledge that's been shared for generations and generations and generations, and it's brought down to me since I was 2 years old, all these abilities that I had innate. And so I pass it on to my son, so that's the 21st generation, my grandson, the 22nd, all the powers and abilities to coordinate these psychic abilities that I have to share. And so I'm just saying that everybody has that. Everybody was basically born into it. Everybody is not able to do that because the way you were brought up, it kind of inhibits the ability to see that you are basically divine and that you are eternal and that you have these innate abilities to see into the spiritual realm. If you allow yourself to open up your mind's eye and get into the practice of understanding what's going on. So I've had near-death experiences quite a bit to see that I've crossed over and seen the realm, again, without astral traveling, but it becomes just another out-of-body experience. But the moment of that NDE, conscious enhancement, you can do a number of things, which is time travel. You can go into the future and be clairvoyant and see your future. You go into the past, and you can experience the moment, and a whole lifetime can pass into nanoseconds. So I've seen that. I've been to this level at least 21 times, and it'd be interesting for me to show you each and every one of them, because I have not gone into this. My understanding is that I wasn't reincarnated. I was brought here to do a mission for my lineage, and these entities that I call deities on my planet. When I astral traveled back to that planet, which I've had Adana do a reading and found out the name of that planet, but I'll have to share that another time because I'm right now writing a book about it. I was able to contact these entities, these deities, and they were able to share with me that that was a part of that galaxy. And it's 365 light years away. And my dad always called it the planet of the three suns and the two moons. And then NASA just discovered it 2 years ago. And there's a name, they give it a name. And I was concerned that I didn't have a name until StarAncestry.com gave it the name that I resonated with. And I'll share that in the future. So anyway, this is basically what I do, is understand the spiritual realms and understand the dimensions and all the entities that exist. So I think I said enough for now. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, John. We've got so many guests here. It's amazing. We'll keep passing the torch here. But our next guest here is Tolek, and he's from the Andromedan Council. And he's actually the organizer or originator of this conference? Yeah. And, he's got a really good group here together. So I'll let him talk more about, what he's up to and some of the group energy going on here at the conference.
Thank you, James. Much appreciated. I think the best thing that I can do is reach down into my heart and express to all of you what I experienced here today and yesterday as well. As I saw each one of the speakers, whether it was Chief Golden Light or you, James, or Bear Cloud, or Shekinah, you and the way that you touched all the people in the audience with your song, Adana, your story of your awakening as a child and a telepath, I kept feeling these lights, these hearts awaken in this room and raise in elevation. I've not always been able to sense these things, but the more I do this work and the more that I participate in these kinds of things, the greater my ability is to sense what people are experiencing. So I think we probably had about 75 or 80 people, something like that. The room was full. I saw a lot of happy conversations, a lot of new friends being made. I think some friends that hadn't met before that are now friends again. And I just feel blessed to be at this moment in my life and have the opportunity to share these kinds of opportunities with all of you and all of our attendees. The last thing I'd like to say is that the young lady sitting across from the table, Shekinah Rose, is the organizer of Activating the Global Starseed Planetary Mission, and it's an event that she's holding on 11/11, November 11th of 2017. And if any of you are interested in going, it'll take place here in the greater Sedona area. And you can go to my Transformational Shift Events webpage to purchase tickets. Other than that, thank you for participating in our roundtable and for having enough interest to care about what we're doing in this time of change. James, thank you.
Thank you. All right, awesome. Yeah, it's been quite an event and quite an eye-opener, and the energies here have been off the scale. It's just amazing. And, especially doing the activations for the kids and everything, that's so important right now, because we're doing a lot of young masters workshops and things like that up at the ranch. And, I always tell people, we used to do sweat lodges up there, and parents would bring their kids, and we'd pass the talking stick around, and everybody's equal in the sweat lodge, and so the kids would totally embarrass their parents when they went through the rounds and started praying for the earth and saying, and the parents would start squirming, go, oh, man, I forgot, I'm really blown it here, so I think it's so important to give the kids a voice and give them the talking stick, and, I really want to set up a campfire and pass that talking stick and ask the kids, what do you think we need to do here on the planet, and have them, give it a say and don't interrupt them, don't guide them, just let them talk. It's just amazing what comes out of their mouth. It's very humbling, too, when it happens. So our next guest, we've got Keith Roberts, and he's with Ground Control Radio, and he's looks like a local here in Arizona. So I'm going to give Keith the phone here and let him go ahead and talk about what he's up to.
My name is Keith Roberts. I'm an abductee and a contactee Never in my wildest dreams did I think I would be a talk radio show host, but I volunteered to produce, and they said, "He's got to talk." So I'm on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Easiest way to find that is to go to my website, which is keithaz.com, and there's a blue button right on the front page that takes you right there. I do two shows a week. I do Keith AZ Live and Ground Control. Now, the kind of message I like to transmit to people is that we're moving into our heart vibration, in my view. I think many people get afraid because they feel there are these changes coming. And the old things that used to work are not so much so now. And this new wave of energy, as best as I can tell, has never really happened to this magnitude in the entire history of this universe. So if you're incarnate now, you got tickets to the big show. So congratulate yourselves.
Yes.
Congratulate yourselves, and just love each other. Get in touch with your own heart, your own spirit, your own connection to Source and your guides, and allow the intuitive side of you to open up. For myself, I find things just happen magically. Whatever it is, I'll just suddenly know. And this is something we all have. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and voicing a lot of things we all feel and are experiencing here. I mean, it's in my presentation, I was talking a little bit about the shifts that are happening and how it's actually measurable now, and actually NASA is putting out info. You know, never a straight answer. It's actually putting out info validating that, you know, the human resonance is off the scale, you know, that the cosmic rays are off the scale right now. They have the charts on how much they're coming in, and they're talking about how we used to get hit by maybe, you know, 50 gamma rays and other rays hit the Earth, you know, a day, and it's past 500 now. So it's, you know, it's on, and we are moving through a highly energized place in space. And so, you know, it's all measurable. It's on. It's unavoidable. A resistance is futile. And, you know, take your shoes off, get your feet on the ground, get grounded, and, you know, basically start being kind to each other and the planet. With that, I want to bring on Reverend John Polk. And Reverend John Polk, he actually picked me up and gave me a ride and got me to my place where I needed to stay and everything else, which was amazing. I'm totally grateful. And hopefully after the show, he might even give me a ride back, but we'll see. but anyway, without any further ado, I want to bring Reverend John Polk on the show.
Hey, thanks, James. So as soon as we wrap up the show, about a half an hour or longer, he's going to hop in my trans-dimensional space-time vehicle.
That's it.
We're going to traverse the 3D Earth plane, and, you know, who knows where we're going to end up in the quantum hologram matrix, which is actually the name of my show, which is every Wednesday, 8 to 10 Eastern, and now I got to get used to the fact that I don't live in Florida anymore. I was very, very fortunate in that. I sold my house right before the eclipse, went to an eclipse party, met Shekinah for the first time, and then after that, the hurricane hit and destroyed my house. My old house. I was so incredibly blessed. My brother and I were showing James yesterday in the car. He drove by my house just out of curiosity and took pictures of it and sent it to me, and he's like, "Dude, do you realize how lucky that you really, really are?" So when the universe comes to you with such abundance, remain humble and grateful and know that it is your mission and your duty to give all that love energy back to the universe. So a little bit more about myself. I'm an international metaphysical minister. I'm a Reiki master instructor, and I'm the founder of Wolf Spirit Ministries. I'm the author of two books as well. First one is Yahweh, the Biblical God, is an Alien. So I'm an ordained minister who absolutely embraces the opportunity to have amicable conversations with other ordained ministers about who the Bible God really is. You know, and the title itself tells you what, you know, angle I come from. Yahweh, the biblical God, is an alien. And then I was the opening speaker at Experiencers Speak 4 conference in Portland, Maine, back in 2015. I did a seance to summon the gods, and four beings, two with blue skin, showed up. There was over 20 witnesses to this event, and Travis Walton was one of the key witnesses. I've also been blessed to have met Tolik. We're running into him at a pizza place on accident. I said the Arcturians were seventh dimension, and he's like, "Do you mind if I jump into this conversation?" And he's like, "They're really ninth dimension." I'm like, "Well, have a seat, dude. Who are you?" "Oh, you're Tolik. Are you kidding me? I meet you in a pizza place by chance." It was written in the stars. You never know how the stars are going to align. So, you know, it's been a blessing, and I've been a volunteer at his conference, which is still going on. And then Tolik said, "Hey, if I'm busy, grab the mic, fill in the blanks. I don't have an ego about it." And I have, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I've also been doing half the audio. He actually has, you know, a much better tech than me, but he's got all these great people surrounding him, and it's just making for an incredible, incredible conference. And James's presentation today, along with everybody's, but James's was just off the charts, like change your life forever. So incredibly awesome. I mean, man. So, hey, I could keep going on and on. Thanks, James, for having me on the show tonight.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. It always helps to spike the punch here and the Kool-Aid, you know, before you do. But, we haven't been drinking all of it. But, you know, we almost couldn't go on the show here because we were laughing so hard because the energy was so high here. And then the bad jokes started flying, which everybody knows. You know, that's kind of what happens at the ranch and it's on the radio show. But, it's been quite an event here, and we've got more to come, I guess, tomorrow. Who's the speakers tomorrow we have?
Don Daniels.
Okay.
Don Daniels, Sierra Neblina, and Debbie Solaris of Galactic U Radio.
Great.
And a couple of more. And we're finally going to get to our speaker panel, our 2.5-hour speaker panel. And as well, go ahead. And, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Shekinah. And Shekinah's business partner and sister in friendship, Suzanne Ross, who is the co-founder of Sacred Supernatural Sedona. And Suzanne will be presenting tomorrow.
Great. All right. So, it's been quite an event. I think tomorrow is going to be even more fun, and it's just going to keep escalating. So hopefully everybody can have a good time. We've got another guest here. We've got Clint Culberson, and he's with the Lords of Consciousness Radio. And so we're going to bring him on the air as well. And take it away, Clint.
Thanks, James. Yeah, my name is Clint Culberson. I'm with lordsofconsciousness.com and our YouTube channel, Lords of Consciousness. We're only about a year and a half in, and we've gotten the wonderful chance to go to great events like this. I got to meet James, actually, at the Contact in the Desert this past May and really, you know, be around this greater community that is bringing, truth to the world and perspective to the world that is often shunned in a big way. And so it's really great to be around people where and get in this community where you can just get out in the open with it, share it, go down the deepest rabbit holes you want and not feel judged. And the rabbit holes go quite deep, quite deep. I mean, this is a rabbit hole palooza. And it's just really fantastic to be around it and to be around people who are committed towards bringing heaven on earth, because I believe that truly is our destiny, and this is the time period that we're in. And of course, we're all very impatient and we want it now, but you know, it's happening as it should. And you know, I'm excited because I do believe it's happening right now, and it will happen in our lifetime. And James talks about it all the time on his show, on this show right here, that you know, the curtain is being unveiled. And even though it's happening in some ways like in a linear way, and it is happening quicker, I think we're really gonna be getting some major unveiling in the next, you know, in the next few years, you know, and we can re-green the planet again. we can, you know, create equitable economies, and I'm really excited about that. And that's really what we cover on our website and talking to people who see this vision as well. So thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. We've got a little time left. You know, we've had some, I wish I could have gotten Golden Light Eagle on and a few other people, but they kind of turned into the night. But I wanted to share something with you. And it really fits into what's going on, so you don't lose heart with the changes and everything. But there is an old Lakota prophecy that Wallace Black Elk shared with me before his passing. And I really love what he said. And he said, there is a beast. The beast is 2,000 miles wide. And he said, that's the reign of the beast. It's going to reign for 2,000 years. And he said, just when you think there's no hope left, you know, and that you have no freedom left and the earth is really taking a hit, he said, when you're about ready to you know, give up hope, he said, the beast consumes itself. And then the star nations return, and we have 1,000 years of peace, and they restore the planet very quickly. And you know, I tell people we're in that process right now where the beast is rearing its ugly head. It's folding in on itself. It's imploding. It's not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth. The divine feminine is coming in. It's like I always say, Mother Mary with a bat is coming in. And you know, it's basically a game over for tyranny, you know. So it's that old program is fast imploding. It's coming, you know, it's coming to a close. The days of the tyrants are fast approaching, and their end here. So you know, the more we focus on the higher consciousness and energy, the love and joy and bliss and peace, and anchor that energy in. And I always tell people too, you know, being a goddess, you know, or being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat, you know. So, you know, we need to speak our truth and call things out when we need to call things out, and do it from the heart, and that's where your power is. You know, it comes through the heart. Love is the ultimate power in the universe, and it comes through the heart. So stay in the heart, speak your truth, and just, you know, really hold the focus, you know, hold your energies, and just know this too shall pass. You know, it's all these things we're seeing right now. We're in the apocalypse, which means the great uncovering. It means everything is going to be uncovered and come to the surface. And you know, we just have to practice loving detachment and watch it. You know, just like they're saying, this is, you know, we bought the e-ticket. You know, we're here, and we all chose to be here at this time. And there's an old saying, Creator gave us best for this time period that we're in right now. And we just have to wake up and remember who we are and why we're here. And we're all doing that now. We're all sharing in that experience and doing it in our own way, you know, helping each other in our own way. I want to just keep passing the phone here and see if we have some time left and there's anybody else that wants to add to that. Fire away.
James, I'd like to pick up on your theme of the rising power of women during this time. I, as well as Donna, have met quite a few women here in the Southwest since we've moved here, who are, and actually throughout the American West, who are going through significant changes in their lives. They're leaving marriages, they're leaving children, and they're doing these things to pursue a path that is true to their hearts, their awakening. And some of these women have been in very difficult marriages where they've been managed to the nth degree. And you know what? Whether we're male or female, we all have a right to our own power and our own freedom and our own beliefs. So I think that this time of the rising of the power of the sacred feminine is not only a time of the power of the heart, but the power of the rightful place that women need to hold on this planet as it makes its next shift. So I just thought I'd contribute that. Thanks.
And actually, I want to pass this over to our females here, and rather than us telling people what women are doing and experience and everything else, maybe you can give be a little cheerleader for the feminine side.
Women go through the process.
Well, yes, interesting. There's also even a little bit of a code that's with that energy, and the revisiting of Mother Mary and seeing her and connecting with her and our connections to the female goddess and her energies, that's a part of it as well. And even Gaia is part of it. I mean, the sacred divine feminine is what I understand is the energy of this balance that comes through like all things, and it's about compassion and acceptance and caring for the earth and caring for our children in balance and relationships. And 13 actually, I was given a number of frequencies, and when you see 13, that is a number that is coming as well, like the 1111, and 13 is this energy of the sacred divine feminine coming back into the planet within all life and bringing balance, and women too need to. I feel that women need to be empowered and be women. I know it's sometimes not easy as a woman to be in your sacred divine feminine power upon this planet. And it takes courage. It really takes a lot of courage to be that. And but to come from that place of that feminine energy is so vital and so important. And because a lot of women sometimes can, and I understand this, start sometimes emulate men a bit for power, because they haven't, sometimes on this planet we haven't seen that for a while. We haven't seen, feminine power here. And myself included, it could be a challenge. I can see how it can be a challenge. I'm being on my own for the last 5 years and just coming to Sedona and really listening to my intuition and moving here to Sedona and not knowing a soul, not knowing how he's going to make it financially, the area, nothing. But again, I was really listening to that intuitive guidance, that intuitive wisdom. And when that happens, magic happens. That's when all these things unfold, even greater, than I could know. So, I myself included, I am on a council, a sacred divine feminine council, and I would just say that please do honor those impulses, that intuition, your gut feeling, your psychic abilities. And I also want to thank men as well. I've seen this more recently, I guess, in the last, decade, men who are recognizing that, just that understanding and supporting us and empowering us and even saying that. And, oh, my goddess, coming from your hearts, oh, my goddess, so many men. Being able to come from your heart is so empowering to us, and being able to be who we are too, to respect us, respect our sometimes, because sometimes we have the information, and we feel it, we intuit it. It's that's kind of women's second nature. Mm-hmm. And our nurturing ability, and our compassionate ability. So thank you for being that, and doing that, and recognizing that. Even that in itself is so empowering to the sacred divine feminine. And your hearts, we need your hearts. We need you to share your hearts with us, and share your hearts with the world and the earth.
Beautiful. I know there's so many people that feel that, and it is important, for the women to find their voice and speak their voice. And
bring balance. I mean, we're so out of balance. And, you know, I have to laugh every time you say, you know, goddess, oh my goddess. It just cracks me up because I just think about how we're so programmed to say, oh my God. And, yeah, I always wonder, you know, did God have a mother, you know? And nobody ever talks about that, you know? And there was a one time when the feminine energy was, you know, everybody worshiped the goddess, not the god, you know, and the patriarchal took it over. And even the teachings of Jesus, it's written, and they found these scriptures that said, you know, out of all my disciples, Mary is the most qualified to continue, you know, in my teaching. And what happened? You know, we major hijack again. And so we got to stop this hijacking process, and I think we are going to this time around. And, you know, the bearded god comes from the Anunnaki, you know. We talked about that, the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, you know, all these gods came from the Anunnaki, the bearded god. And you know, I have to ask, too, you know, did they have a mother? You know, where were the, you know, they had sisters, they had mothers, and in ancient times they were actually recorded and talked about, but you just don't hear about it. You know, it's amazing, you know, that you don't hear about this. And, you know, I think there's probably books out there like Return of the Goddess or things like that. I don't, if there isn't, you probably should write one. but you know, and just, you know, validate all this stuff, you know, because, you know, there's times in history like some of the, you know, and this is a cliche, but it's actually true, that some of the Amazonian women were the fiercest fighters on the planet. And very powerful women, and, you know, as I was saying before, the god was feminine for a long time on the planet before it shifted to masculine. And, you know, we have to stop pigeonholing all these things into different categories and really find the balance within ourselves. Like men have to, like Mary said, men need to learn to cry. You know, we need to start accessing our feminine side, you know, and, you know, stop with all the warring and the bickering and the posturing. You know, and, you know, the same thing. Women need to step into their power and open up their masculine side, you know, and find balance. And it really is. It's all about balance. And I think the pendulum is going to swing a little bit too far sometimes. And I see that, you know, with people like Hillary Clinton, you know, but we won't mention any names. But and everybody said, you know, God, I want a woman to run, you know, I want a woman for president. And I said, too bad one isn't running. But it's sad. But, you know, I have always said, people go, who are you going to vote for? And I said, a council of grandmothers. That's what I want to see running the planet, is a council of grandmothers. They've seen it all. You know, they love their children. They love the earth. They love their gardens. They don't send their family off to war. And they're very wise, and they know what's going down, and they're tapped into the heart and tapped into the sensitivity. You know, we have to be subjective and sensitive to receive the information. And if you're objective, you're not going to get it. And men are objectively trying to run the planet, and they're not in touch with their sensitive side, which is where you receive the guidance to run the planet. And so we have to get away from that old program and that old shift. We got a few minutes more, so I'm going to turn this back over to Adana and let her talk a little bit about her perspective on this.
Thank you, James. I've had, this past year, there were more women making changes. And they have come to me, invited to me, and said, I'm going through my transformation, and they have, it's very, very difficult for them because they think about their family, think about their children, and yet their heart is tugging them and saying, I've got to do my mission. And so I tell them to go within their hearts and listen to their guides. And if it is that you need to move or you need to move forward, wrap up the loose ends with the family and make sure that they're stable, and they're explained to them with love, unconditionally, that you need to move forward. And it's not easy in today's world because there's so many things that is happening that's creating financial difficulty, that's creating decision-making for their lives. They even go 3,000 miles across the country, you know, making changes in their lives. So this has been the year of
a lot of transformation for the women. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of the closet. They're coming out to, as Gina is saying, being empowered, have the courage to stand up and say, this is my story. This is what's happened to me. This is what I've experienced. And my guys have always told me that we need to balance. You know, it's been, as you have said, patriarchal for centuries. And now we come into the divine feminine. And so we're readdressing that balance to encourage the women that it's okay, we're going to listen. The men is getting more open to the fact that realization that women are just as important as they are in terms of being equal, in terms of they have intuition, they have information, they have messages to give to humanity. And so I encourage all of the women out there that it's okay wherever you're at in your level of belief systems and in your awakening state that universe will take care of you. It has happened to me. It's happened to Shekina. I was in a financial situation where I was at poverty level, you know, Social Security disability. I'm going, okay, universe, I am ready to do my mission, but you got to help me out here. And all of a sudden, Star Ancestry came to be, and poof, it's skyrocketing. And I'm saying, okay, universe, I get the message. I had to prepare my family, and my family didn't understand why I'm moving forward, so I had to take care of them and make sure they're stabilized and make sure they understand I have to do this mission. Even if they don't understand it, they are where they need to be in their lives with love and with acceptance. That's where they're at. And here I am, here in Arizona, doing what I love to do best, which be the telepathic communicator between humanity and the people of the stars. So I'm very, very honored, very, very thankful that I am here as part of all of you in our awakening state to help each other and help humanity and help Mother Earth to evolve in a greater way. So thank you, James. I am honored to be on your show, and I thank you for all that you have done for all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, beautiful message. And, you know, my co-host is sitting there, has been very quiet through this whole thing. So I want to give Ashley the rein here to finish out the show and put her two cents in. And, again, I can't thank everybody on the conference here for coming in and you know, sharing your information, your wisdom, your energy, and we'll have to do it again real soon. And so take it away, Ashley. You've got the show.
Well, thanks, James, and thank you, everybody on the panel. It's so beautiful being able to sit here and feel that love coming from each and every one of you and that beautiful blending of your energy. So I know not only is it being anchored in Sedona, but it is exponentially vibrating out. So to everybody listening, please check out the websites of the speakers that were at the Autumnal Equinox Celebration in Sedona. You can go to Transformational Shift Events, that's Tolex website. And if you do feel like coming out to ESETI before the end of November, if you go to ESETIEvents.com, we do have our own upcoming events. Most importantly, stay in your hearts, look up at the sky, and as each of the speakers have presented in their own beautiful way, know that the mastery is within you, that frequency of love, joy, and bliss. As we are that, as we breathe that, as we share that, we can continue to create this world that we all came back to the planet to see. So many blessings to everyone, and James, we'll see you next week on As You Wish Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. Have fun tomorrow in Sedona.